DBJ will be on the call this Saturday at noon for the Hurricanes' final home game of the season. Wake Forest visits Hard Rock Stadium. Canes win this game, and that means the final game of the season will be for the right to play in the ACC championship. So they got to take care of business this Saturday. They're 25-point favorites. Hopefully they will take care of business. DBJ is on with us now. Hello, DBJ.
How are you, gentlemen? You doing okay?
Yeah, we're good. I mean, I think Crowder and I and Solana were smarting over the Hurricanes basketball loss. You know, they lost today against Drake, and now we can't even do a show tomorrow.
Well, how about you're upset, but then how is my Joe Zagacki going to be on Saturday? He's really going
to
be.
But we're not really upset because we're happy to have the day off tomorrow. So we were kind of rooting for Drake low-key.
Come on, UM. Good job, Drake.
But don't tell Joe we said that. Don't
tell Joe. Hey, DBJ, just Joe really gets upset. Like, if the Canes lose, Joe, you can tell. I've been around him after one loss. Like, he really is attached to the success of UM.
Yeah, he turns red, man. He turns inside and out. Those veins start popping in his neck, and he takes it very serious now. I mean, trust me, I hate losing too, but, you know, I usually understand. We take losing differently.
How does it affect you, though? Because you played for the team. You have long, long ties to the University of Miami. They had a perfect season going. They stumble against Georgia Tech. What are you angry on the flight going back? Are you angry 48 hours later? Like, what? How do you process that?
I never forget it the rest of my life. it just stays with me, but it just stays with me. I mean, I barely remember the wins, but I seem to remember a lot more of the losses. But it bugs me. But at the end of the day, I got to make sure that, you know, I do my job and I get an understanding of what happened and why it happened and how they're going to fix it. And, you know, I really just follow the same rule that the teams follow. And, you know, you got a 24-hour rule. Whether you win or you lose, you park it after 24 hours and you move on. And that's worked for me for a whole lifetime, except I do get a little upset about losing some games every now and then, and it bugs me. But overall, I try and get over it by 24 hours.
DBJ, what gets to you the most? I will tell you, and it might be by position, I don't know, but I like missed tackles really just get under my skin. Like, just watching a guy size a guy up and just whiff gets to me, or hit him and let him go and let him run. What part of the game or mistakes get to you the most?
The stupid mistakes, the stupid penalties that makes me bite my tongue. You know, like if a kid hits somebody late out of bounds, or they punch them right in front of the official. I mean, you know as well as I know, you about anything that happens on that field, you can probably, if it happens early enough in a football game, you can get even. You know what I mean? So just don't be stupid about it. That really bugs me when players do that. You know, something that you know you're going to get nailed for, and it shouldn't happen. And, you know, I really don't mind the penalties. The penalties don't bother me so much, especially a holding call for offensive linemen. I think that never bothers me, you know. I understand.
You were on the receiving end of those bad holding calls all the time, right?
It's a part of the job description, you know. It's just part of the deal. But, you know, that, and then, but again, let's go back to Mr. Zagacki. You know, the officials, any call makes him go nuts. Any call. It doesn't matter. He just loses his mind, and he brings up the official's home address and where they went to college and how many children they have. And this is why the Atlantic Coast Conference, you know, they're teaming up against Miami, and there's just the whole litany of things that pour out of him, and he just, it just bugs him to death. And that kind of takes my mind off of it. I get to watch him pant and go crazy over it.
It's a great revelation. Josie is doxing officials during the game broadcast.
One time I said, Joe, you got to remember, man, people get in trouble for doing this. You got to calm down, you know?
When you played, DBJ, when you played, did you ever lose your mind? Did you ever hit an opponent? Were you the recipient of personal fouls? Like, I know you're going to give a revisionist history here, so I want you to be honest. Were you a little out of control when you played?
Earlier, I was. I mean, I remember, you know, I got thrown out of a University of Miami, University of Florida junior varsity game. Back then, if you played 11, I think we played 11 games back then, and if you did not, and they had junior varsity football at that time, and if you did not play, you were allowed 11 games for the year. So I remember early in the season, I didn't play in like the first game or second game my freshman year, and a JV game came up against, and it happened to be against the University of Florida, and I was in that game, and I got asked to leave. So yeah, I mean, I got. But you know the craziest? I got, you know, well. Yeah, it was. I was a guy I actually remember playing against it in the high school all-star game, and we went at it a little bit. And I don't know if I either punched him, kicked him, or did both. You know what I mean? And what's crazy? This is the God's truth. What's crazy is this guy, the official, the guy kicked me out of that game. He kicked me out of a game when I was in junior varsity at Hialeah Miami Lakes. He kicked me out of that game, and he kicked me out of a damn peewee game when I was playing 95-pound football. This guy, I mean, I don't know how the hell he knew it was me every time.
Well, maybe you had an anger management problem and it was very identifiable.
Well, it might have been identifiable. You know, he might have been.
That seems like a pattern.
No.
And you know,
he had something against Don Bailey Sr.
I don't know about that.
And, you know, he showed up at my house and asked me to leave one time when Priscilla and I were getting into it.
Maybe Crowder's onto something. Maybe your dad sold him some bad laminate.
Well, it might have been some bad padding back in the day, but we've graduated from that.
Stole his girlfriend back in the day. Hell
yeah,
with the floors.
I bet,
that's what DB Senior did.
DB Senior, I'm sure, was Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Well, he steal anything. It didn't matter. It still doesn't matter. Trust me. Hell, I got to lock stuff up at my own house.